BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 12. Analyze your wisdom. Solomon, imprinted by the Holy Spirit, was gifted with God's wisdom as the Corinthians were gifted with knowledge and speech. However, wisdom can be flawed and misguided when based on improper morality and ethics. When one's concept of right and wrong is not based in absolute truth, then the wisdom that comes forth, though it may be temporarily showing gain, will lead to nothing in the end. Such flawed wisdom led to the crucifixion of the Lord of glory, verses 6 through 8. The same Spirit that imprinted Solomon and Apostle Paul was gifted to all those who called on the name of the Lord Jesus, and He has imprinted a divine message in our soul, verse 10. The Holy Spirit knows the heart of God and reveals the heart of God only to those who he dwells in. The Spirit does not dwell in an unbeliever. The Holy Spirit lives only in us who call on Jesus' name, verses 9 through 12. The Spirit has revealed to us a secret message of wisdom. Jesus taught the message. The apostles, including Paul, repeated the secret message, and the Holy Spirit testifies to our soul that the message is true. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39 record Jesus saying, quote, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, that is Jesus' ministry, the Holy Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not been glorified, for he was still walking on the earth, and when people looked at him, they saw a man.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.